Right now, let me turn to Glynis Walker Anderson, who joins us from the Midwest, somewhere in Chicago. Her book is Calling Stealing Joy, and I thank you, Glynis, for being with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Paul. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. The motivation for this is what? Why did you write this book?
Because three women stole my mother. My mother's name was Joy. So that's hence the title. And I did not see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it went very quickly. I did not know she had Alzheimer's. She was very good at covering it up.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived at a distance, which made it more difficult. But I had already taken care of all her finances. I had all her paperwork, POAs, legal stuff. All her bills were paid by debit. So she really didn't have to deal with her finances. And I thought, how clever am I for doing that? Well, it kind of backfired.
The problem is that we're dealing with people, with human beings, who still think and move and do what they want to do to some degree. You took care of everything that you should have taken care of, but somehow it wasn't enough to keep her in a safe place, was it?
No. Even though I had to end up putting her in a nursing home because she wasn't, her doctors told me she couldn't live on her own. She was wandering. She was falling. And I thought, okay, I'm going to make this big decision. And you know it is a very big decision to put somebody out of their house and into
absolutely
a nursing home. And I had to, I'm an only child, and I had to make the decision. And I thought, I'm protecting her now. She's protected, and I can kind of breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
what happened? How you did everything that you were supposed to do. You sound like you were thoughtful, and I know you are based on reading through. So as a thoughtful, loving daughter, you did what you should have done for your mother, Glynis. What happened?
Well, I saw her on June 22nd, 2010. That was the weekend that we settled her in the nursing home. Then I had to come back to Chicago. On June 23rd, one day later, my lawyer came out and took her out of the nursing home, took her to her office, got her to sign a new will and a new power of attorney. Guess who got to be the new beneficiary?
Your lawyer.
And the neighbor next door, my
are
mother's neighbor,
serious?
Who was not a friend.
So they were acting like you were doing a disservice to your mother.
They told everybody I was dumping her in the nursing home, and they told her that, too. And, of course, with Alzheimer's, they're very easily influenced.
Yes.
And the closest person that they used to love so much is the one that they usually blame for everything.
Absolutely.
That's who that was.
I'm not a disinterested party. I have gone through something similar, very close. Mother with Alzheimer's, a mother who decided that we were stealing from her. But they have to be dealt with, don't they? And very often, by the time you can get it straightened out, they've stolen joy.
Well, they had stolen her, and then when they finished stealing her, because they told her a lot of lies about me, like I had stolen her dog. Well, she was in a nursing home. I had to take the dog home with me. What was I going to do with it? It wasn't something I was trying to steal. I already had dogs. Anyway, and a bunch of stuff that wasn't true, and so that turned her against me, towards them. It was kind of like the Stockholm Syndrome. The lawyer went to the nursing home and said, this woman, me, has been abusing her mother. That's why she's dumped her here. And I'm the new power of attorney, and I don't want anything more to do with her. Do not take any phone calls from her.
Oh.
And that pretty much snipped the cord that attached me to my mother.
My guest, Glynis Walker. He's written a book, Stealing Joy. We're talking about what could happen to you. It happens to a lot of folks. Listen carefully, folks, and learn how to avoid this. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. We'll be right back with Glynis and more. Stay with us. Your loved one is in danger, and it's close to impossible, unless you know the signs and what to do about it, to stop it. Elderly abuse cases is rising, and if the predictors are right, it will double by 2050. And by the way, we're talking about friends and family members and neighbors that oftentimes are the ones that do the damage. In the case of Glynis Walker, author of Stealing Joy, it was the attorney that she hired that then went into a conspiracy, if you will. Glynis, what did you do? You knew that this was happening, and or was happening. You were being accused. You were being called the person that was doing the abusing, which was not true. What did you do?
Well, I figured it out about a month into this. You know, I'm pretty quick on the uptake, but by then they had already got all the paperwork in order so that they were the power of attorney and they were, you know, in the will. My neighbor, my mother's neighbor, wrote the will on a piece of kitchen paper with flowers on the top and left my mother's house, which was her major asset, to her and her husband, the lawyer, and the supermarket checker, who was apparently part of the whole conspiracy. And I didn't find that out until after my mother died, but I did find out about it. And I was lucky because they would have tried to probate that will because the lawyer who was involved had the original copy of my mother's will. And she hid it, and she wouldn't tell anybody where it was. Meantime, they got guardianship of my mother because they went to the judge. Lawyer knew the judge, small city. You know, everybody
sure,
knows everybody.
Sure, sure. And the judge gave her permission? The judge gave her permission to take her out of the nursing home.
No, no, she just took it upon herself. But she, right after that, they applied for guardianship.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
They got it because I was too far away, and I couldn't look after her. Well, I'd been looking after her for 4 years. It wasn't like I'd ignored her, and I was always visiting, and you know, and I had two children of my own that I also had to look after. So it was it's a tough road to hoe being a caregiver. Anyway, so they got guardianship, and just after that, my mother ended up in the hospital. She had a bowel obstruction. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't allowed to have any information about her, not even my children, right?
Amazing.
So
amazing.
Her doctor called me and said, you know, she has this problem, and it might clear up on its own, or she might have to have an operation. And I said, she's 88, she's very frail. How do you think that she'll manage with that? And he goes, she won't make it.
She won't make it?
No. And she wouldn't have. And the next thing I know, I got an email from the lawyer saying, if you talk to the doctor again, I will sue him for talking to me.
Talking to you about your mother.
Exactly.
This is just an amazing story. So
I know. And then I tried calling the hospital where I knew that she was, and they were not allowed to tell me that she was there. I'm her only relative, right?
Oh, jeepers.
So the lawyer and the neighbor decided that she really needed to have this operation. Five doctors told them, because I ended up having to subpoena the hospital notes to get them, five doctors told them it would kill her, and they insisted that she have it. And guess what happened?
She didn't have the operation, did she?
Yeah. She died a horrible, painful death all alone.
Oh.
And nobody even bothered to call me and tell me that this had happened. Except for my mother's doctor, who wasn't afraid of being sued by this woman, and he called and told me.
Unbelievable.
I went to arrange for her funeral,
right.
And I found out accidentally about the other will. And that's when the battle began, and it lasted for 3 years.
How much did it cost you? How much did this battle?
Seriously, you're going to drop off your chair when
How much?
I tell you. It cost me $500,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Every penny that I would have inherited had things gone the way they were supposed to.
That's an amazing story. We're talking
What choice did I have? You know,
I
had that moment
it's someone you love.
In my own mind.
It's someone you love, and you do what you can do. My guest is Glynis Walker Anderson. Her book is called Stealing Joy. So how can you protect yourself from what happened to Glynis? When we come back, we'll talk about some things that in her book she tells you that you should and can do. This is Home and Family Finance. Thanks for being with us. I'm Paul Berry. My guest is Glynis Walker Anderson. She has written a book called Stealing Joy, her mother's name, who was just abused by scammers, an attorney that was supposed to look out for her, a neighbor who supposedly cared for her. And for Glynis to get her mother's situation straightened out, there were legal fees that cost $500,000, $500,000. So, Glynis, I know now you can look back and say, and part of what your book says, things that we ought to look out for, and let's go through some of them so we can tell people how to stay out of this situation?
Okay. Number one, I made my mother a victim. If I had not put the house in her name when my father died in 2006, they would have left her alone because she had nothing else. I mean, she had some money in the bank, and they managed to get that right away. But they wanted the house. That's what it was all about. It was worth about $750,000 at the time. And if I had put it on both our names, she would have been cool. So don't make your parent a victim by letting them keep all their property. Hmm. Number two, sign everything that they sign, bank accounts, whatever they have, you know, that they have paperwork with their signature, co-sign. Always have somebody else signing, because then that way they can't get to the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's just so many things that you can.
You should
be
put
aware
of. One of the things, you put all the assets in a trust, which is just smart.
You could do that. I actually, believe it or not, I did do that. I did do that. It's about 3-4 months in. I created a trust, put the stuff in the house and the money and that into the trust.
Yeah.
When they went to the court and had me raked over the coals by the judge for being a bad daughter, he ordered me to take the stuff out of the trust and put it back in my mother's name. She had severe Alzheimer's, and she was living in a nursing home. She didn't even know who she was.
That's what makes it so tough, because sometimes the people that you're fighting hardest against are your family members who don't know who to believe and think that you're the bad guy when somebody else is. And you know,
well, I was the only family member, and everybody knew I was the good guy.
Just,
but it didn't help. I mean, it took 4 years of my life fighting this. And because most people don't fight, only 1 in 100 cases of financial elder abuse is ever prosecuted successfully. Only 1 in 100. And
amazing.
Those are the ones that are actually reported. Most people don't report it.
Well, you know, these things are such your recommendations, watching for signs of increasing forgetfulness or dementia, and having your mom or dad tested is a good thing, you say.
Tested is a good thing.
Right.
Every 6 months, have them tested.
Get a
My
second,
mother would not have passed those tests.
Right. Get a second opinion on surgery or medical needs, which a great idea.
I would have if I'd had any rights to her, but they took her away from me. It was like child custody, except she was 88.
Yeah, just amazing. I'm just reading through some of your recommendations here. You say monitor Medicare summary notices for any questionable charges, and then you
keep in touch with anybody they know. Like, I was good friends with her doctor, so he gave me information that was invaluable.
Right. Yeah.
Know her pharmacist, make sure they're getting their prescriptions, and what are they for? My mother, when she was in the nursing home, they put her on Seroquel. And if you don't know what that is, go look it up, because they do it a lot in senior living facilities. It's got a black box warning on it that says do not give to elderly dementia patients because it will hasten their death. She was getting 50 milligrams a day.
Amazing. Amazing. You say warn the senior not to tell anyone how much money or investments he or she has, but it doesn't work when they have Alzheimer's because they don't remember whether they told somebody.
Well, no, she didn't. My mother thought her house was worth $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, but when they're younger and before they have any sort of cognitive impairment, don't talk about what you own.
Yeah. And finally, if a caretaker is needed, do a background check.
Oh, definitely.
And specify what the caretaker can and cannot do.
Yes, absolutely.
Again, the book is called, where can we find the book?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's all over the world right now because I'm dealing with a case in England right now and another one in Canada where I'm consulting.
Yeah.
It's happening everywhere.
Stealing Joy, a true story of Alzheimer's, elder abuse, and fraud. Dr. Glennis Walker Anderson, thank you, Glennis, for being with us, and good luck with your family.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. We'll be right back with more. We'll be talking about some young folks in just a minute. Stay with us.